Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan, and I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. Last week, we talked about three spiritual tools for inspiration and motivation and how to bring that back into your life and direct the feeling of inaction, frustration, or worry that you may feel at this time into something much more powerful for you. So what I want to talk about today is what you do with all of that insight and inspiration that may be coming at you right now. And this is where intuitive spiritual life coaching comes in. So I thought I'd give you some examples on how I apply intuitive spiritual life coaching in my practice to help you open up even more to your intuition, open up to more and feeding yourself more self-love, and most importantly, connecting with your own natural energy. In coaching sessions, I partner with you to get you from where you are today to where you want to be so that you can live your ideal dream day every day. If this all sounds interesting to you, I recommend you visit my coaching page on newlightliving.com and fill out an application for coaching there, and let's start the process. I also have an offering that's called Soul Growth Starter, and this is for you if you're interested in going deeper with knowing more about your personal natural energy and gain insights from astrology, human design, along with how certain crystals and specific essential oils can support you and your well-being. Knowing your natural energy is the key to start living in your light. So check out the link for Soul Growth Starter as well at the bottom here in the show notes. All right, let's get into today's episode. Have you ever felt out of sync with your life? Like you're missing something, or you can't put the finger on what is next for you? It's time to go inside and find that out. It's an amazing feeling to witness when a client is having a breakthrough in how they relate to their life. With intuitive spiritual life coaching, the path to a breakthrough and returning to being present in your life is sometimes very short, and sometimes it takes a while. But it's not about how long time it takes. It's much bigger and deeper than that. When you're starting to trust your intuition, you're tapping into your true self, and there's no going back. The good news is that you're stepping into a space within yourself that is in sync with yourself and your natural energy, who you truly are at the vibrational level. You have a connection with your true self in that space. In that space, there are no alternatives. There are no options or doubts anymore of who you are. It's a feeling of coming home. And it's priceless to watch when and witness when someone starts to develop that relationship to their true self and starts to trust their own intuition. The feeling of things falling back and in falling back into place, just where they're supposed to be. And your own person, if I call it that, your own essence returns to yourself naturally. And with that comes all the good things you're looking for in the outer world. When I coach, I'm tuned in to my own true self and my client's true self. And the work we do together is at that true self level. Everything becomes so much easier because you can get to the heart of the matter much faster. And usually the right next step for the person I'm coaching presents itself naturally. And once someone is willing to be open and honest with themselves and see their own truth much clearer, that's when the magic happens. So, how do you tune into your true self? Well, if you think about it, your true self is always with you. It's not somewhere else. It's with you at all times and always been. But the issue may be that there are filters that we all put in front of ourselves every day that includes, for example, interpretations, assumptions, experiences, conditioning, and so on. So the pure energy of your soul, your essence, that's shining and powerful, your powerful true self gets quite muddled with all these filters in front of it or surrounding it, however you want to think about it. And what I often see in each of my clients is that a watered down version of their true self when they first come to me. Intuitive spiritual life coaching is helping you to identify and release these filters that you've been carrying around and that interfere with your true self, the essence of your true self, that vibration of your true self. So you may ask yourself, what are your filters that you put in front of yourself as you walk through life? And if you don't know that, maybe it's time to start discover that. And you may be aware or unaware of these filters, as I said right now, but one thing that amplifies this awareness about our filters is meditation, turning inwards. And the reason is that meditation, connecting with your true self, that bypasses these filters. And that's why meditation is so effective and important. And it's one of the first things that you're offered to learn as part of my coaching program. And therefore, I often begin each coaching session with a centering, which is a short meditation, which includes a body scan to help you and me as a coach also to connect with our true selves in the moment, in the present moment. And it's not only at the start of a coaching session you want to use this meditation technique. When I have a day when I feel out of sync with myself, because we all have those types of days, I go right back to my meditation pillow to connect with my intuition, bring myself back to my true self and my vibration of my true self. Without being connected to my true self and how I want to feel that day, I likely will choose to continue to focus on how out of sync I am. And if I focus on what's missing here, the emotional downward spiral is set in motion. How does that make sense to you? I hope it does. With meditation, I always know I'll be sending my energy upwards. An upward spiral, positive, and outwards in positive energy. So meditation is really that great switch between a day where things are starting to go downhill and turning on the switch of meditation to bring me upwards to the lighter vibration, the more positive vibration in a second. Another example is to start using your intuition in decision making. I use my intuition to turn into it, both in personal and business matters. And the bonus is that it helps me to energetically know and align myself to the right opportunities. This way, opportunities just keep coming at very little effort on my part, and it's the right opportunities. A client recently told me, when we were working on some of her business-related issues, she told me this: what a game changer after so many years of making things happen with such an effort. Now I know what the right next step is. What a relief. So in this example of an energy release of these filters that some of you may have been walking around maintaining for years, and it's the power to go out into your life and the world with less and less and less of those filters active. Because when you're tuned into your intuition, the flow of energy, your natural energy is one between the universe and your true self. It's the same thing. And it expresses itself in your outer world. The only limitation is you and your fears and your boxed in thoughts. Think about that for a moment. So if you've never thought of the idea that you have a choice in how you want to manage your energy, how you want to manage those filters that you keep putting in front of yourself, feeling restricted, frustrated, worried, you have it, what have you. And in every moment of intuitive spiritual life coaching may be the answer for you. Next, I'd like to share a few intuitive life coaching tips on how you can start to listen to your intuition. I know you want to find out some of the tips and tricks here to get started or get deeper in your practice. So here we go. The first tip and step is to ease up on your natural need to control. Because we all want to control our world. That's how we live in our current, let's call it the 3D world that we're living in. We, as part of that, we want to control most of it because we want to be able to be certain of what's going to happen next. You need to know if you're doing it right is so important in this 3D world. The need for control may be one of the reasons you're not using your intuition to its fullest right now. Through intuitive spiritual life coaching, you learn how to let go of the need to control every little step in your life eventually. To know, to plan, to validate, to research, to read up on it some more, you know, that type of need to control is to often take in a lot more information from various sources, whether it's people, books, webinars, or online. You know that feeling of gathering, right? But when you let that urge go of gathering more information to know what the next step is, when you let that go and ease up on that tight fist around that information that you so want to know what the next step is, when you let go and release that, the muscle that you're really training here is your ability to trust. When you trust, you also listen to your intuition at the same time. Because the two are intertwined, trust and intuition. And as you work on trusting yourself more, your ability to listen to your intuition increases exponentially. The more you listen to your intuition, the more you trust yourself. What if you trusted that what's in the future is already the perfect path laid out for you? Here it is. It's already there. And all you need to do is trust that it's unfolding just the way it's meant to be. And when you bring that vision into your consciousness, so much less energy spent on controlling this next right step, right? So much of a feeling of release and less energy spent. Talk about freeing up headspace as well, right? That's a game changer. The second tip I want to share is to set the intention to let go of the need for validation through others. And instead, point that desire for validation to your own intuition and ask it to speak to you instead. You'll be starting to hear guidance from within rather than relying on somebody else external to you to filter this guidance for you, which is happening when we are extending questions to people we know or trusted people we know and look like, what do you think I should do? Instead, direct that energy towards yourself. Set that intention of asking your own intuition for the answer instead. How often do you feel unsure about a decision that's coming up? Depending on the decision, you may run the options with your family or friends or colleagues at work, and you still feel unsure. Or you may seek the answer from yet another source, such as, you know, podcasts like this, or books and courses, live events, and so on. There's so many ways you can reach out and gain more information, which is sometimes great. But the ultimate decision sits with you. And in 100% of the time, your intuition will tell you the answer. And the key to that is to keep removing those filters that are keeping you from really hearing what your intuition is telling you. How many hours have you spent validating a sense of lack or that feeling that you should be doing something else than what you're currently doing? Your intuition is that powerful energy of your true self. And if you align with your intuition, you're never wrong. This is also a game changer, isn't it? What if you'd never make a wrong decision again? Wow, that's awesome. I would love to do that. That's hopefully the feeling that you're feeling when I say that. What if you'd never make a wrong decision again? Next, I'd like to share the third tip with you, and that is not ignoring your intuition. So many times we really just bypass this gut feeling of ours, the intuition that's speaking so loudly to us. And it's so easy to just ignore it and bypass and listen to maybe some advice from some other person or so. And the reason for that is that sometimes our intuition, our true self, is telling us something different than what you already know or feel comfortable with. And that's a biggie. Because when you're comfortable, it may not be what's right for you. Your intuition will always pull you in the right direction. But sometimes we're just so comfortable with our old habits and train of thoughts and ways of beings that it becomes a challenge to stay true to ourselves. And when we get that sense that, there's something that's not connecting here, because what I've done or thought all these years And what I now realize, it's not matching up. And that feels uncomfortable to realize. And that's when we sometimes ignore that intuition. And remember, our intuition will never bring us down the wrong path. For example, if you're really exhausted after work and you're coming into your bedroom and changing after work, or maybe you've been somewhere or you've had a difficult conversation with someone, it's very easy to just turn on the logical mind and reach for our comfort behavior. And you know what that means for you when I say comfort behavior, because it's so easy. It's things that we've done for years and not without even thinking. Comfort behavior, for example, could be, I'm giving you some examples here, snacking in front of the TV instead of taking time for deep self-care, such as attending that yoga class or taking time to meditate or getting your journal out and write down what you're grateful for. That is a choice you have. The belief that we truly relax when we rely on comfort behavior is basically our ego telling us that we don't have to put any effort in it to change. Just go on as it always been and we'll be fine. That's what the ego is telling us. No, that's not the case. Sorry, ego. What we forget to remember is how we feel as we sit there on the couch again, for, you know, how many times in a row, snacking and watching TV for the 100th time, the same program or same movie or whatever you have. Check yourself in that situation, what your intuition is telling you to do when you come home from work or when you are switching from work day to your evening. Check yourself what your intuition is telling you to do without having a preconceived thought of what makes you feel relaxed. Your intuition will never ask you to do something that's not good for you. The ego, however, wants you to go with what is easiest. So you can easily continue that feeling of stress, exhaustion, and which is a sign of being out of alignment with your natural energy without much decision-making or effort. Your ego is going to keep you stay out of alignment, and more complaints and struggle will come out of your mouth. How would you feel about that? You can shift this feeling of stress into a feeling of calm, comfort, and connection with yourself, but it's going to take a bit of extra energy. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be considered by your ego as a comfort behavior. It's going to take something different. It's going to be a little bit of extra willingness to take on something different. And that sometimes feels uncomfortable. You're going to feel resistance. And you always have the opportunity to recharge your energy, but it's a choice that you can make every day. You can have a choice to go inwards and listen to your intuition, and you can learn how to shift your own energy when you need it. That is a game changer, instead of going on with the comfort behaviors, if you call it that. Clearly, if you're listening this far in this podcast, you're looking for some kind of change in your life. There may be something that your intuition is telling you. So listen to that intuition to get this game changer feeling and energy going for you. Here are the three tips again. First, let go of the need to control. Second, let go of the need for validation through others. Your answers are within. And third, stop ignoring your intuition and what it's telling you. Easier said than done? That's completely understandable. You may find that intuitive spiritual life coaching to be very helpful when starting to navigate all of the above. You can do it. If you're willing to increase your self-awareness, do something different and differently to see the opportunity for change, to change your life, you can get that game changer that you want. You have a choice. Will you ignore your intuition another week, or are you going to listen to it? And that's the key to what we've been talking about here in this episode. How to and why listening to your intuition is a game changer. What is the one little step you can take today to step out of your comfort zone, remove some of that, those filters that muddles your consciousness and your day? Everyone has an incredibly strong intuition naturally. You do too. And it all starts with being willing to listen to what that inner voice is telling you. All your answers are within. And to do that, it requires to slow down, create the space and stillness to listen and tune in. Align with your own natural energy. Know that you are not alone in this. And as a certified professional intuitive spiritual life coach, I can help guide you on this path towards greater self-awareness. And then the sky is the limit to what you can manifest. When you're aligned with your natural energy, you are unstoppable. Thank you for tuning into this show on New Light Living Podcast and for being here with me today. If this episode really left you curious about learning how you can connect with your intuition and become more of who you are, visit me on newlightliving.com or click any of the links that are left for you below. I wish you a total game changer week. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.